How many of the Ten Commandments can you recite? It's another day. I'm Another John, and this is Another Note. Today's edition of Another Note is titled, Eat Your Heart Out. Our scripture reference today is Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 9. As always, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of His holy word. Now this is the commandment, the statutes and the ordinances that the Lord your God charged me to teach you to observe in the land that you are about to cross into and occupy, so that you and your children and your children's children may fear the Lord your God all the days of your life and keep all his decrees and his commandments that I am commanding you, so that your days may be long. Hear, therefore, O Israel, and observe them diligently, so that it may go well with you, and so that you may multiply greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand. Fix them as an emblem on your forehead and write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. In 1951, a judge asked a young man if he knew he had broken the Ten Commandments. The man pleaded ignorance. Not that he didn't know if he did, but that he hadn't even heard of the Ten Commandments. As things would be, Cecil B. DeMille, the founding father of the American cinema, heard about this. It sparked an idea that addressed such a tragedy of ignorance and promoted his new movie. You may not know him by name, but I'm sure most of you know his 1956 movie, The Ten Commandments. Some 200 Ten Commandment stone tablets went out across the country to promote the film, and we've been fighting about them ever since. Of course, I didn't come to the Ten Commandments conversation until a couple decades ago. I'm late, but one thing has always made me scratch my head about all this. Statistics tell us most Christians can't recite the Ten Commandments. Not Americans, but Christians. Now, most say they will believe in them, which isn't that hard, is it? They've been written for many, many years, but they don't know what they are. The ongoing Ten Commandment quarreling misses a more important aspect of faith in God. When Moses instructed the people of God, he gave them this charge, among others, about God's commandments. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. We know the heart is a blood-pumping muscle. For the ancient world, the heart was where your life and strength resided. Even with our biological knowledge, we still talk about the heart that way. We say someone's heart wasn't in their work, or conversely, they gave their heart to a project. There are times we need to get to the heart of the matter, and some people have a change of heart. That's a literal medical procedure, but that's not what we mean. And what do we mean when we tell someone, eat your heart out? Maybe a monument helps keep God's commandment in your heart. Maybe the monument becomes an idol. But what Moses knew is something we do well to learn too. Holding God's word and commandments close to the very fiber of our being is how we know how important they really are to us. It's how we grow in holiness of heart and life. Stay blessed. Now, before you go, let me make sure you know I love you and you are a blessing to me. Thanks for listening to Another Note. I hope it helps you live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Let me know if I can pray with you and help us reach others by sharing today's devotional or leaving a review wherever you listen as a podcast. And finally, make sure to check out the website at anotherjohn.com. God be with you.